Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk a little bit further on a book that I had released about a year and a half or so ago now, but it has continues to be an Amazon bestseller. Had received the Reader's Favorite Award winner for Best Nonfiction Marketing Book. So thank you for those out there that supported the book and continue to support it. It is called The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands. And I wanted to, chapter by chapter, you know, as much as I can, kind of give you a little bit of an insight on the content that I put together for the book. And we continue to talk about branding and product. Last week, we had a couple discussion points on product vision and what that looks like. Today, we're going to talk about successful branding. So again, this comes from The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brand, still available out there on global distribution, predominantly through Books A Million, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Everybody has the book and would appreciate the continued support. And also, if you've got any feedback, would certainly appreciate that as well. The reason I say that is because I continue to get a lot of feedback from those that have purchased the book and tell me how they've applied it to their day-to-day. And so whether it's an entrepreneur, executive, whoever it happens to be, those just starting out in business, that's who it was meant for. So we're glad to see the people enjoyed the book and are actually utilizing the content for their day-to-day. So we appreciate that as well. So when we talk about successful branding, we talk about product, you know, how do we market a product? And we had talked about last week product extinction, and kind of a great quote I thought from Carl Sagan was, "Extinction is the rule, survival is the exception." And I know Carl Sagan's not a Steve Jobs of the world, but I thought that was a great quote to understand what I meant by extinction is that get rid of a product before it's on the downturn, before it goes on the back end of the supply and demand curve. You want to make sure that you're ahead of that curve with revolutionary or disruptive product on the front end, giving that to the early adopters. So that's really, if you haven't heard that podcast from last week, that's what we really talked about. So today we're going to talk about the brand is the product. You know, literally I'm not saying that that is the only thing that a brand stands for is their product. But when you look at the use of the product, the lifestyle that's sold by a brand through the product, it's effectively the product. You know, people have tennis shoes on for a reason or a particular purpose, and they have an authentic brand on their feet or it's not an authentic brand. So all of these key pieces from product, marketing, and sales, that power triad that we talked about a few podcast ago, and that's a chapter in the book which talks about how these three groups interact with one another. So when we talk about generational visionary leaders or brands that are committed to building a brand, they know how to build an authentic culture first. And when we say about the product is the brand, or the brand is the product, you know, really what we want to make sure of is that we talk about culture. You know, when we talk about internal, external culture, we talk about, you know, what do people believe in? And if you're a premium brand, you believe in the lifestyle that's sold through that product that you're selling. So you create aspirational products that inspire others to want to be a part of that lifestyle through your products. But the brand positioning must match the product. You can't have an inferior product and sell it as a performance product. That's disloyal, and also something that's going to lose the loyalty of your community. So you want to make sure you're careful as a premium brand that you're selling an aspirational product through an inspirational strategy. So this strategy, you know, it's easier said than done. You know, and brands have survived and thrived over the years. And ones that have mastered this commitment to building a brand strategy and staying the course regardless of the circumstances. And an analogy that I use when we give our presentations and ideations, talking particular to the product team, because they're the ones that are the front and center, the front lines of what this brand stands for. You know, and always kind of a simple analogy that I use, but it's an effective one. You know, when we talk about the visual perspective of somebody out on the ocean in a boat, and they're caught in a storm and they've set a course. They have their compass and they know where they're going. It just happens to be they got caught in a storm. You know, and I say storms of life, storms of business, whatever it is, people get set off course. But they should have a set vision and destination in their life or business. So just because it's storming doesn't mean that you redirect entirely. Instead, you can pivot, but eventually you're set back on course because you are set to a compass. Now you can maneuver around the storms, but never lose sight of beyond the storm what your vision is. And many brands do that. The one-hit wonders of the world, one that don't really stay committed to who they are as a brand and as a company. So there's a significant difference, what I say, changing a course and redirecting a course. Change and you lose direction. Stay the course and you keep your soul. And what I mean by that in a little bit more in depth is that many brands lose their soul. They lose it through not being authentic to who they are, number one. Number two, they also forget how they're positioned in the marketplace and the loyalty that they have from their community as to them being positioned where they are, meaning that you can have your cake and eat it too. We used to call it in sales in the brand, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can't sell JCPenney and then turn around and try to sell Nordstrom's. It doesn't work that way. It's very similar, you know, when we talk about D2C. There's a certain demographic, household income, targeting of customer that you have as a premium brand, and you want to make sure that you're loyal to them and keep your soul with them. So brands who have built a culture around premium positioning know they're selling a lifestyle centered around a product that enhances this lifestyle by making it more accessible, more convenient, or more efficient. Let me say that again. Brands who have built a culture around premium positioning know they're selling a lifestyle centered around a product that enhances this lifestyle by making it more accessible, more convenient, or more efficient. Those are key components to why somebody's buying a product. Many times with Apple, you're buying it because it's more efficient, makes you more effective, it's more convenient. You're buying Nike because of the saying, it makes you perform better, you're more efficient, you're more effective when you're playing sports. So these are all things that are key components to being authentic as a brand, but also premium as a brand, and why you can charge the higher price point. You always have to be careful on that supply and demand curve, where you sit and how you balance out product and price points and positioning. So building a culture allows you to define who you are and what you do, so you can have clear direction through the storms and know that regardless of where you are in that storm, you know where you're going. So once this is anchored in a brand through its culture, it creates what I call this lifeblood throughout the entire brand and a commitment to everybody inside of that brand to be authentic. Don't fake it. Don't imitate it. Innovate always. And I always say the line that I use is innovate, don't imitate. You're not a commodity brand. Don't copy what your competitors are doing. Stay in front of your competitors. Have your competitors copy you because you are the innovation or disruptive leader in your category. You're the one that takes the lead. They follow, and everybody from consumer to retailer knows that. So once again, this is anchored in a brand through its culture. It creates that lifeblood throughout the entire brand and a commitment from everybody inside of the brand, marketing, sales, product, whoever it is, to being authentic to that positioning. The culture is the company and the product is the brand. Each unique and needed to build a generational visionary brand. Again, the culture is the company and the product is the brand. Each unique and needed to build a generational visionary brand. So if you look at, let's say, examples of some of these iconic generational brands, many of them that we work with, Liquid Mind, many that I've been with throughout the years in executive roles in marketing, product, sales, you'll find that the culture builds the team and the product drives their vision. It's so common with great visionary generational brands and why they stay around so long. They're surfing this product innovation pipeline for literally generations. So consumers don't get excited for the next great toaster. So they get excited through the next disruptive product from a brand that's created a lifestyle enhancement expectation around the next generation of their products. Okay, it isn't incremental that makes the difference. It's innovation that makes the difference. The brand advocates expect greatness. And I use that word not loosely, because when you talk about a premium brand or one that a brand is positioned themselves as premium, the expectation is greatness. And the early adopters line up to purchase their products. And let me tell you, if there's a fail on the front end of the supply and demand curve through innovators' adoption, you'll hear about it. And that's the challenge and why there should be so much respect to those innovators, those that have built this supply and chain pipeline, those that are premium positioning, and those that are generational, and why so few exist. You know, to continually meet this expectations, these brands must have a passionate, insanely great product team always, an amazing marketing team, and a sales team armed with the latest product innovations they can surf for generations. These are all passionate, functional areas inside of a brand that it's integral to the success and why they're generational. So if I'm going to put this in a nutshell, the key to a brand's success is ensuring the product matches the vision. The product is the brand. The culture is the company. So when you look at how you want to position your brand, it's one thing to say you have a vision. It's another thing for the product to match that vision. Just because you say you're a brand does not mean you are a brand until you earn it. So matching a product to a brand's vision involves aligning the product's attributes, features, and values with the generational growth and DNA of the brand. That just sums it up as to how strategically do I build this product pipeline and remain authentic to the brand. We get that question all the time. So people just want to understand, well, what do you mean product innovation pipeline? When you go through the Visionary Brand book, we thread all of this together step by step. And that's why we call it a formula. When we were naming the book, we said, well, the success what? And we said the success formula. It's these elements that come together to create this great formula of what a visionary brand is. And that's really the most of the comments that we get from people that read the book. Is these entrepreneurs and leaders go, okay, I get it. I get all the pieces that are required to be visionary. It's not just a great product. It's a great process. It's a great team. It's a great everything, lifestyle execution across all functional groups inside of a brand. So here are some of the steps. Again, I always say not all, but here are some of the key steps that ensuring your product is in alignment with your vision. The first is, which is obvious, but I find more often than not, people don't understand how to define their brand vision. And really what we say is one sentence. We say, clearly articulate the brand's vision, mission, and values. And try to put it within two sentences. This serves as a foundation for all product development decisions. What I mean by that is when you look at what is our vision, what is our mission, and what are our values as a company, functionally, performance-wise, aesthetics, whatever it is, it has to serve a purpose to make people more efficient, more effective. I don't care if it's a product or a service. The brand vision drives the product vision, and the product is the brand. The culture is the company. So it serves as a foundation for all product development decisions. And the next is understand your target audience. Again, may seem like an obvious one, but we have to ask this question all the time. Who's your target audience? And it's so broad that we say it can't possibly be that. You know, just because there's X number of people in China or India does not mean that's a target audience. So define and understand who your target audience is. You know, it's one thing to define it, but it's another thing to understand it. Because when you talk about marketing, when we define who the target audience is, marketing needs to know. Otherwise, you're just throwing money into a fire pit until you understand who your target audience is. And the reason we start from the top with the brand vision is we say the brand vision has to be defined before you understand your target audience. Okay, relative to the brand and product vision, who's our target audience? You can't flip these two. You can't have the chicken before the egg. So it's this target audience can't come before your brand vision. So define that. Get a deep understanding of the target audience and the needs and preferences and their values. You know, identify how the product can fulfill or enhance the lives of their community. So that's one thing that's very, very important, again, is understanding that target audience, but having the brand vision first. The third is the product pipeline development. We talked about this in depth over the last few podcasts, but really, it's defining what are we going to be doing? What's the next generation of our product that we're going to put in the pipeline that the early adopters or the innovators are going to want to purchase from us? So when we talk about ensuring that the product pipeline process aligns with your brand vision and goals, you know, consider how that product fits in the overall brand portfolio and supports the brand's foundational vision. But make sure that you're building this pipeline. You can't just have one product and sit on your hands and hope that you can surf this. There's only one wave that comes in on a product. There's a pipeline that comes in when you have multiple products in the pipeline. So surf it for generations, but you got to build it first. Consistent design and packaging. And I've seen this many times with brands, and what's so frustrating many times with brands is the, hey, we built a great product. Okay, well, how are you packaging it? And the best example, and I know I use this all the time, but it just is the best example of a brand that understands it and gets it continually is Apple. Think about that. People keep the packaging from their iPhone, their MacBooks. They keep it because it's beautifully designed, aesthetically pleasing, and also constructed unbelievably. So design the product, its packaging, and labeling in a way that reflects your brand's visual ID, your DNA, and design principles. You know, consistent design elements contribute to a cohesive product packaging. So make sure you take that seriously. Quality and performance is the next one. You know, maintain high quality standards for your product to uphold the brand's reputation with your community. Bad news spreads 300 times faster than good news. People just don't like to talk about good things. They like to talk about bad things, and it comes through quality and performance. So take the good with the bad, but make sure that you always are designing and maintaining quality and performance. And this goes to product development and commercialization and sourcing. All of these things critical to maintaining quality and performance with your product, with your brand. It's as important as the product. A product that doesn't perform as promised is frustrating to your community. So make sure that you have a performance that meets or exceeds your customers' expectations, reinforcing that positive association with the brand, not negative. You know, I'm talking about the positive, not the negative. Next is marketing. You know, develop marketing plans that emphasize how a product aligns with your brand vision and values. You know, communicate the unique selling point of difference that differentiate you from others in the market. This should be self-sustaining, meaning that they know you're the best. Just don't do something that makes them believe you aren't the best. Storytelling, making sure that you've got those inside the company that can tell a story about the brand, tell a story about the product. There's a reason brands name their products after cities, after locations, after journeys, after whatever it may be that they have a passion for. is because they like to storytell. It's critical to a brand's success. Go on to any brand's website. See what they're about. And you'll see the true brands with a culture talk about who they are in storytelling terms. So have a copy and have marketing that's built around your storytelling. That's critical to success on marketing and a key piece that people forget. So integrate the product into a brand's overall narrative and storytelling. Showcase how that product contributes to realizing the brand vision and mission. And the next is iteration. What I mean by that is never finalize a product before it's done. And I go back to the Under Armour story with football cleats. They build great products and they wanted to go into a new category, football cleats. Marketing got ahead of product. Product wasn't ready for prime time. They decided to put it into prime time and failed miserably. So the iteration process is do not release a product until it matches the brand vision and the values and expectations of your community who's going to be wearing your product or using your services. So iteration means make sure that you're perfecting and meeting and exceeding expectations of your customers. Long-term planning. This goes without saying, but many people forget about it. There's not enough time for long-term planning. Long-term planning now is a week. So when you talk about long-term planning, you're looking out a year, 3 years into the future, but you want to consider the long-term implications of the product and the brand's vision. You know, plan for product extensions, for disruptive products, for innovations, incremental improvements, whatever it may be, but have a plan and make sure it's strategic to the growth of your company. So again, when you look at all of these areas of the product is the brand, there are key areas to ensure that that product is in alignment with your vision. First is define the brand vision. Second, understand target audience. Third, product pipeline development. Next is consistent design and packaging, quality and performance, marketing, storytelling, iteration, and long-term planning. So by integrating this brand vision into every aspect of product creation and marketing processes, a brand can create a more, let's say, cohesive and meaningful connection between its products and its vision. You know, this alignment contributes to building brand loyalty and resonating with your consumers who share similar values. So trust them, they trust you. Make sure that you keep loyal and authentic to them and they'll be loyal and authentic to you. So thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. Again, as I always say, stay true, stay authentic, be different and be great, but enjoy the journey along the way. Thank you for those that have made the Visionary Chronicles a number one visionary podcast, according to Feedstop, now 2022, 2023, and now 2024. And also the success of the visionary brand that we talked about today, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brands. Recently was also voted Reader's Favorite Award for Best Nonfiction Marketing Genre Book. And with the book release, I want to announce we did this about 6 weeks ago. So in 2024, we created a master course. So over two hours of visionary lessons and training, 18 individual courses, no test, I will say. Just because I say it's a course doesn't mean you're going to have a test along the way. It's really meant to be something that entrepreneurs and executives inside of brands can utilize to understand what it takes to be visionary. Actually select each chapter and subject as to ones that resonate with you. So it's a lifetime purchase. We've had over now 1,900 executives and entrepreneurs and also frontline leaders in functional groups and brands across the world. Actually, interestingly enough, a lot of countries have already jumped on board with the course. That can be found at thevisionaryfiles.com. thevisionaryfiles.com. We've also now also launched our premium podcast on thevisionaryfiles.com, which you can see as well. And as always, those of you that know me, I run Liquid Mind, a global brand strategy firm. And you can reach out to our team at liquidmindsite.com, LIQUIDMINDSITE.com. And you can also reach out to me directly at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at liquidmindsight.com, LIQUIDMINDSITE.com. That's a mouthful. And also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also LinkedIn. So again, I appreciate your time. I know your days are busy. And if you like the content you hear on the Visionary Chronicles, would appreciate a review. We're on all Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart. Would appreciate a review predominantly on Apple Podcasts. We would certainly appreciate it. And also pass it on to others that may feel they could use the information that we're passing along with the Visionary Chronicles. So again, thank you for the time, and we'll look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles.